KXCO, 1230 AM, W255DN, Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump remembered the late Charlie Kirk at a packed memorial at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona.
He led boldly, and he argued brilliantly, without apology.
Kirk's widow, Erica, said she has forgiven her husband's assassin. President Trump teased a major announcement on autism today. Washington Post says officials will tie it to pregnant women who take Tylenol. Major medical groups have dismissed that claim. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder is worried.
One of the things that concerns me is unintended side effects of this. So will women end up taking other medications like aspirin or ibuprofen during pregnancy? Those actually can be dangerous.
Today, France is expected to join the growing list of countries recognizing Palestinian statehood. President Macron tells CBS's Face the Nation.
Recognizing a Palestinian state today is the only way to provide a political solution to a situation which has to stop.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. A major shift in higher education is coming to Marathon County. UW-Stevens Point at Wausau and North Central Technical College announced a new aspect of their partnership earlier this month. The UW-Stevens Point campus at Wausau will be relocated to the North Central Technical College campus. Leaders from both campuses spoke at last week's Marathon County board meeting. Pratima Gandhi is interim chancellor of UWSP at Wausau. She says the transition is an opportunity to serve students and the community in a not-so-typical way.
This is not a merger, nor is one institution absorbing another. We expect both institutions to grow and become stronger.
The two institutions will combine some services, like student clubs and intramural sports. Student services like academic advising will remain separate. NCTC President Jeannie Warden says the transition stems from a pre-existing relationship between the institutions.
We have opportunities for curriculum development and making sure our programs are complementary and not duplicative.
The transition is expected to be complete by the fall of 2026. The fall agricultural tourism season is underway, and farmers are asking lawmakers to consider two tourism-related measures next month. Terry Barr has more.
Supporters call these proposals important to survive the tough times. One allows farmers to host up to three paying campers without a license. The other would exempt working farms from Act 73, which reclassifies wedding barns as public spaces and limits events to six each year. If passed, farmers say both measures could provide a small but meaningful extra stream of revenue.
I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
Some good news and bad news. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The good news is, for a third year in a row, the Brewers headed into the playoffs as divisional champs. The bad news is, it'll likely be without starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who suffered a lat strain in his upper back.
Obviously, like, it sucks. This is something that is a side effect of the surgery I had, and it's kind of terrible timing in that sense for, you know, the team. You know, the biggest goal for me was to finish the year healthy.
The crew in San Diego tonight against the Padres. College football, the Badgers now 2-1 after losing to Maryland 27-10 over the weekend. Wisconsin has their bye week, followed by a trip to Ann Arbor to face number 19th ranked Michigan. NFL, the Packers stunned, losing 13-10 to the Browns in Cleveland on a last second field goal.
It's extremely disappointing to be in a position to win the game and to have the script totally flip on you. It's tough to deal with.
As head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
98.9 WXCO, Wausau's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog this morning, otherwise more clouds than sun, with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. A few lingering showers, perhaps a storm tonight. Some patchy fog possible again with lows in the upper 50s. Currently, it's 62.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Hermans.
When we moved here, I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. Yeah. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence. Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I'll be joined in studio by singer-songwriter Eric Jelen and UW Cinematheque's Jim Healy, and I talk about Robert Redford. Let's light it up state capitol style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning. It is 7:06. Nice to have you back here up north on this Monday morning, September 22nd. Parker Olson is producing things down in Madison Studio A2. And we are joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly, by Selena Heller, by Brittany Merlot, Civic Media Meteorologist, to talk about weather on the day as well. And we have State Senator Kelderoy is joining us 30 minutes from now to talk about her run for governor. And if you missed it earlier, we'll tell you how the Brewers have done on their way to getting that pesky magic number out of the way as Kristen highlights her Brewers jersey for your Central Division champions for the third year in a row. But now it is time. Yep, it's we get to unveil it right here at 7:07 on a Monday morning. Time for the day's first round of the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Yes, green and gold, as in cash and jewelry. Here's how to play. The texting is done through the Civic Media app. You're going to look up a station, and you're going to hit the text button that's in there. And for the 7 a.m. hour, you have to text us this hour's keyword before 8 a.m. There will be seven, count them, seven chances to enter throughout the day with different keywords each time. Then of all the day's entries in this multi-state, multi-station game, one lucky winner each day will get $200 cash and a gold-plated chain. Then one really lucky winner for the whole two-week contest will win this grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay versus Minnesota play some football. It's a Green Bay home game on November 23rd at noon, plus a gas card to get you to the game. Total value of this grand prize package is more than $1,500. Now, the fine print, because it's the first time we're doing this. Each entry will get a return message giving you a way to earn another entry linked to a specific activity, such as signing up for a newsletter. Each activity can only be done once. Winners will be contacted by Civic Media within 5 business days, first by text. Full contest rules at the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us/contest-terms. All right, you ready? Here's this hour's keyword to text us before 8 a.m. The keyword is new. N-E-W. New. Text that before 8 a.m. to be part of the Go for the Green and Gold contest. Your next chance to enter will be during the 9 a.m. hour of Matinair on Air. 7:09 now as we head over to meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It was thunderstormy, keeping some of us from getting a full night's sleep across Wisconsin. But we're now, because it's the first day of fall, I get to use this line. Well, Brittany, it ain't snow yet.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Okay,
little, it's pretty little snow when the leaves
little
fall.
Victories, right? Yeah. So, yeah. Happy fall almost.
Happy fall, y'all. Oh, mm-hmm. One of my favorite seasons. Unfortunately, though, we're starting it off a little dark, a little dreary, very foggy in places. Dense fog advisory until 10 a.m. to almost noon in some spots where this thick stuff is going to be hanging around. It's off of Lake Superior right now, also off of Lake Michigan, moving its way a little bit inland there into the Fox Valley. So hard to see. Drive safe this morning. Temperatures are in the mid-50s north to mid-60s south. And highs today will hit the mid-60s north and probably scrape about 80 degrees into areas towards Madison and down south towards the state line. So we've got a blob of rain moving across the state. It's covering Rhinelander, Wausau, into Stevens Point, over to La Crosse, and it's starting to get strong into Tomah, where Motson and Reedsburg, you're now in a severe thunderstorm warning, where you could see winds up to 50 to 60 miles per hour and maybe some hail too. So most of these are not expected to be severe, but there is that chance as this front is just stalled over the states. It's draped from La Crosse all the way pretty much to Sheboygan right now. So a lot of the rain today is going to stay north in the morning, but then this afternoon, after that line moves off to the east, a little tail is going to form in central parts of the state, and that is going to sweep south as we go through this afternoon and evening. So the rain will hit Madison and Milwaukee area later tonight, continuing through the overnight. You could still see some lingering south in the state tomorrow morning before we start to dry out by the afternoon. But up north, you're going to be dry all day tomorrow, and temperatures stay comfortable in those low to mid 70s for the rest of the week, and it looks rather dry too. So after this system passes, it looks brighter ahead. Lots of fall colors popping too.
I was going to say, I hope so, because this system has been especially annoying sitting here as it has the whole weekend. But what it hasn't done is it hasn't like been one of those systems where it blows all the leaves off the trees before you even get a chance for them to change colors and enjoy it.
Right. So, that's usually the case here for us. So thankfully it did not.
It often is. So we've still got some time to enjoy this first day of fall. And we've been asking people to share with us, what do they love most about fall in Wisconsin? What is it that they love to do? So again, you can text that through the Civic Media app, or you can put comments on our Facebook and YouTube pages as well. Brittany, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, remember, sign up for all kinds of newsletters here. The Up North News Daily Newsletter. There's also my Sunday morning one with a question of the week, where I say, if there is a government shutdown next week, as is quite possible, whose fault will it be? And Civic Media has a new daily newsletter as well, Civic Media Today. Head over to substack.com, civicmediatoday.substack.com, to learn more. Ooh, I let Brittany go before saying good morning from Tigerton from Rob. Cloudy, light rain, 58 degrees over the weekend. Tigerton had 2 inches of rain and some really loud thunderstorms, the first thunderstorms since August 16th, when the old Crossroads Bar in Tigerton burned down. He said yesterday he watched the NFL Today 50th anniversary show, which included original host Brent Musburger and the current NFL Today cast dressed up in the fashions of 1975. Any of you watch that at all?
No.
Did you see it, Parker?
I saw clips of it afterwards, and I was really upset that I didn't watch it.
I did not know that it was coming. You know, the old sets, the old graphics, and yeah, they had like... they pasted on like the cheesy 70s mustaches and things that they
JJ Watt killed it. Him and Ian Eagle looked awesome.
Except, yeah, I mean, he was cracking himself up with how 70s he looked.
Oh, yeah.
But it was nice. It was pretty fun. Let's see what else. And of course, Rob says, happy fall, y'all, from him as well. And Alicia says, it's raining here in Shawano. So we've just got that kind of a day out there today. Again, Kelder Royce is coming up in the next half hour here. I was also going to say, in our Up North News daily newsletter, there's an article in there today about Wisconsin businesses that employ the disabled and make them a good chunk of the workforce. And Selena, that kind of independence is especially, well, it's wonderful compared to generations back when people used to just be, you know, institutionalized or forgotten. And now there's this feeling that, you know, we're about to see a new generation of, you know, Donald Trump's disposable people, because, I mean, to him, the people that count the most are the ones who are well off. And he's under the mistaken belief that they are well off because they're somehow better, somehow more essential. They're the ones who deserve help, quote unquote, like tax breaks. And look, for the rest of the political class, they think if you're not doing well, that's on you. Maybe you can live off the benevolence of others, but not through anything done collectively through the government, you know, like Medicaid helping people with disabilities. So Selena's got a report that you can see on her social media that helps put a face on these people that so many people in politics now consider to be disposable. And in this case, we're talking about a young man named Josha Kreitz-Kumal and his mother, Rachel Kreitz. And that's the mom that you talked to all about what the good services are that these programs through Medicaid do.
Yes, we talked for a very long time. She was so passionate. She just she pulled off over the pulled to the side of the road, and she was in her car, and we chatted for a long time. She was on her way back from something. So she says her son Josha could be the face of Medicaid because by the age of 15, he had completed 14,000 hours of autism intervention services, like therapy, and that was paid for by Medicaid to help him in his challenges. And she says she feels the Trump administration has considered disabled people expendable. And here is Rachel Kreitz from Milwaukee.
We understand that the perception is that my son's life is not of the same value that anybody else's life is. And honestly, cutting Medicaid and devaluing that program has in a very immediate way demonstrated that lack of respect and value for the lives of people with disabilities.
If I sound a little harsh in judging how people who favor these budget cuts view people with disabilities, you can understand. It's kind of rooted in the repeal and replace category. You say you want to repeal something that's costing money you don't want to spend, but there's nothing to really replace it with. And in this case, Selena, what's being repealed is that dignity and sense of independence through the ability to work a job.
Like we might have lost Selena there.
I think so.
And
maybe.
Selena is frozen, so I'll just jump in and say you're right.
Okay, let's hear more. Let's hear more from Rachel Kreitz.
My son, on the other hand, and people with disabilities more generally, are just like you and me. My son wants to work. That is his goal upon graduation. He will tell you he wants to be professional and independent. What's your goal for today, Josha? What do you want to do at work? I want to be professional and I want to be independent. And he is working very, very hard to be exactly that. But to be it, he requires vocational support. He has a job coach that is paid for through Medicaid. He will show up at work as much as he can. He's currently working three different jobs and he loves it. But if his Medicaid funding is decreased and his job coach doesn't have the funding to work with him, then my son's hours at work will be cut. And if the funding drops down too low and my son loses his job coach, he won't be able to work.
And Kristen, it's not just that Josha won't be able to work, but chances are he'll need some kind of home health care that he would otherwise be getting through other services, which is going to take parents or other family members out of the workforce as well. Again, short-sighted doesn't nearly begin to explain these Medicaid cuts.
As a society, we have to decide whether we are going to invest in people, regardless of what our challenges are, or if we're going to divest and institutionalize and isolate these folks who have so much to share. And you can hear this mom advocating for her child. And it is true. There are so many of these folks who just don't have a voice, including, hey, I hear you out there, Rob. I know you want to speak up because we've had this conversation. So I really want to encourage disability advocates to use your voices because this is the time if you're living with a disability. If you need help, we need your voices to help people understand what's at stake here.
That is Dr. Kristen Lierley. She's going to hang around for our interview with State Senator Kelda Roy's candidate for governor coming up just about 15 minutes from now. And then we'll talk to John and Gordy from our civic media station in Madison in our next hour as well. Jimmy Cuska will give us a little bit of sports, and Jane Matiner will tell us what's coming up on her program from 9 to 11. That's all ahead. Live from the lake, I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
What you doing Saturday night, September 27th? Nothing? Man, you need to black out that whole evening. While you're at it, text this to three of your friends. Here it is. Saturday, September 27th, free money, $40,000 cash. Let's meet up. That ought to get their attention. Over $40,000 cash is what Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg is handing out on September 27th. Yeah, we call it the Autumn Advantage Giveaway. All in all, 13 winners will share over $40,000 cash, including 20 grand for the first place winner. Swing by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wittenberg. Earn just 30 points up to four times each day to collect $60 in rewards play and four entries into the big cash drawing. Plus, Fridays and Saturdays from noon to midnight, hourly winners of up to $200 in rewards play or a spin on the progressive cash wheel. Starts at $100 with another $100 added if unclaimed, all the way to $1,300 cash. So tell your friends to win free cash. Meet me at Ho-Chunk Gaming. See the Rewards Club for details. Must be 21 or over to play.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 7:23. Some light rain here in downtown Wausau. Temperature stands at 62 degrees. Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. And today is an anniversary. It was 1 year ago today, on September the 22nd of 2024, that Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney removed the drop box.
Officially, it's been a year, hasn't it?
It has been 1 year. So 1 year anniversary. And if you want to check out a complete write-up of what happened on the last 365 days, Eric Fonts of Wausau Daily Herald and WausauDailyHerald.com has a story today. Basically a rundown of what's happened over the past year. And the thing about it that I would have hoped that we would have as part of any one-year rundown story is ultimately what the decision that would be made in terms of whether or not the mayor had the right to do this, because the mayor said that he had the right to do this. A lot of other people said, no, you don't have the right to do this. But in the end, we're still going in terms of investigations.
We're still talking about it.
Well, I mean, we have to talk about it because we haven't got a decision yet.
Exactly.
It was 1 year ago where the mayor, as a put on his hard hat, put on his vest, and brought out the dolly and took the drop box from its location outside of City Hall into his office on the second floor of City Hall. The mayor said that it was unsecured, so anybody could grab it and throw it into the river, he said. And that led to already very quickly some pushback. He kept it in his office for just over a week. And then 8 days later, the drop box was put back to where it needed to be. And since then, it has just been investigation after investigation, but nothing really occurring yet. It started back on October the 3rd. Wisconsin's Department of Justice's criminal investigation announced it would lead an investigation into the matter. We've seen Wausau residents file a complaint both against the mayor and then against other members of the city staff. We had the Wausau Ethics Board continuing to meet and continuing to have issues.
Yeah.
The Ethics Board has had folks whose terms have expired during the time frame that the last year has occurred. We have not had the new members that were nominated by Doug Denny put onto the board. We have Eric Toney, the former Republican candidate for State Attorney General, the current Fond du Lac County District Attorney, named as a special prosecutor back on August the 14th, so just over a month ago. He is now leading the investigation for the state into the mayor's actions. According to Eric Fonce's story at WausauDailyHerald.com, the Herald did reach out at the end of last week to see, where do we stand? What's going on here?
Yeah.
But Eric Toney did not respond to the Wausau Daily Herald to provide an update on the investigation. The Ethics Board has had meetings. They've asked for testimonies. They've had some people give testimonies. They've had other folks, including a couple of I would call important witnesses, city attorney.
Key witnesses.
Yeah, city attorney Ann Jacobson, Caitlin Bernardi as well. Excuse me.
And correct me if I'm wrong here, but didn't the mayor want to dismiss the case a couple of times and it didn't happen?
Yes. Or am I wrong about that? Yep, he's wanted this to be dismissed. I have to say I'm disappointed in Caitlin Bernardi and Ann Jacobson for not sitting down for questioning from the mayor's lawyer, because that's part of the process. The mayor has the right to have his attorney questioned as part of discovery, some of the witnesses as well. So
I'm
that
trying to get all sides of the case here. I mean, we have to hear from both sides and then come to a fair, you know, hopefully fair decision. But it just seems like it's been a delay after a delay and just complications. And, well, personally, to me, it seems like the longer we wait, the less important it becomes, which is not a good thing.
The Ethics Board has rescheduled its hearing on the matter for October the 10th at 10 a.m. The board will hold its next meeting on October 3rd to consider any further pre-hearing motions, establish a procedure for carrying out the hearing as well. I just think that we need to find out whether or not the mayor is correct or the folks who think the mayor is not correct are right, because we need to have this decided whether or not the mayor did anything wrong or not, and if there should be consequences or not, because we will have another election coming. We will have another election with a drop box. We need to know what is allowed and what is not allowed. And again, I think the length of this is not good. The good news is, according to Eric Fonce, again in his story, the Wisconsin Department of Justice could complete his investigation at any time, so that would be a good thing. But again, I question the idea of having this. I get frustrated because whenever there's a special counsel, it always seems to be a Republican. It's a Republican that will investigate a Democrat. It's a Republican that will investigate a Republican. It does not seem right to me, but that's just my opinion. So the time is 7:29, 62 degrees here on this Monday morning, September the 22nd. Mm-hmm. 1 year anniversary of the Dropbox removal by the mayor of Wausau. Coming up, it is the bottom of the hour news update. We'll get a look at the news, weather, sports, the farm report coming up as well. And then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for Matinee on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Soon the roads are going to be filled with trucks, tractors, and various other agricultural machinery as harvest moves into full swing. But that may also create some new obstacles on the roads. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and here with tips on how to safely maneuver around farm equipment is Lieutenant Bill Berger with the Wisconsin State Patrol.
When you're coming on some of these town and county highways, you know, you run into more hills and things like that where visibility might not be as good as on a state or federal highway. Just be aware of that potential, that blind hill. There might be something on the other side of it to be preparing for before you even see it or know it's there. Just be conscious of those type of things. Something else to be concerned with is just be looking for the slow moving vehicle signs, the SMVs.
Lieutenant Bill Berger, along with us from the Wisconsin State Patrol, he also reminds us that the stopping time for large farm equipment is much longer than typical vehicles due to their weight, so be mindful of that. Find the full conversation with Lieutenant Berger at MidwestFarmReport.com. I've got more agribusiness news coming your way.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
Dairy producers across the nation, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to the World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy producers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, Wisconsin, September 13th through October 3rd. Make the drive and be part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025, the road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
A new proposal in the Wisconsin legislature could make it easier for young farmers to get their start. State Representative Clint Moses is co-authoring a bill that would create a free statewide database connecting retiring farmers and landowners with beginning producers looking for land. The program would be run through the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Farm Center, helping to keep farmland in agriculture, not development. Representative Moses is a beef cattle farmer himself, and he says this bill is all about preserving Wisconsin's farming future. You can find the story at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
98.9 WXCO, Wausau's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matinee on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog this morning, otherwise more clouds than sun, with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. A few lingering showers, perhaps a storm tonight, some patchy fog possible again with lows in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA plus rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on culturals and partisan issues versus delivering real results that's going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, if you love Just a Bit Outside, the film about the Brewers, you're going to love the new film about Wisconsin sports from Sean Hamish and Paul Jaconi Berry. They're here next time with their exclusive announcement. Don't miss it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Nice to have you back here at 7:35 on a Monday morning, live from Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network, where this hour we have kicked off a new round of our Text to Win contest. This one's called Go for the Green and Gold. There's a green and gold to be won every day. Seven chances to win throughout the day, different keywords each time. Text in those keywords each day of all those entries. Somebody's going to win $200 cash. That's the green. And then there's a gold-plated chain as well. And then of all the entries, all of them out there, one lucky winner is going to win two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay versus Minnesota. It's a Green Bay home game on November 23rd, a noon game, plus a gas card to get you there. So before the end of this hour, you've got to text in new, N-E-W, head to the Civic Media app, call up one of the stations, use the text feature, and text in the word new, N-E-W. Senator Kilderoys is going to join us in just a moment, but first, with Dr. Kristen Lyerly here as well, I asked people at the start of the show, in honor of fall beginning this afternoon, what's so great about fall in Wisconsin? And Jim in Brookfield, I find the change in climate the most enjoyable part of fall. The bright colors on the trees, cooler temps, a lower sun angle make being outside a nice fall experience. I will be outside as much as possible this fall while recovering from knee surgery with coffee and apple crisp. So, fellow knee replacement person, Kristen Lyerly, I think he's got a good idea.
I like your style, Jim.
Especially the apple crisp.
Oh, yeah. We're going to make a visit down to the orchard later today, I think. I love this time of year.
Sherry made a second batch of apple crisp because apparently somebody inhaled the first batch. Possibly the guy she's married to.
Who could that have been?
Who could that have been?
Great for breakfast.
Hey, it's Build a Better Breakfast Month, apple crisp.
That's and it's how Hobbit Day.
Breakfast. Yes.
So you exactly. get to do it twice.
Two breakfasts are great. Here comes Senator Kilderoys joining us as well, candidate for governor for all of 1 week now. Senator, nice to have you here. Good morning.
Great to be with you.
Yeah. So 1 week in, no regrets. You're going to keep going?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's been just a wonderful week. The response has been overwhelming, and I think people are really excited about the possibilities of what we can build in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Now, I mean, obviously, we've had you on several times talking about legislative experience and some of the important issues that are out there. So, and even since your announcement, the candidate field has grown even larger. So I wanted to start off by asking something I'm sure you've thought about, knowing there are going to be multiple candidates in the race. What is it about you that's going to set you apart that when this primary is held in August of next year, what are voters ultimately going to see in you that's going to make you the Democratic nominee next year?
We know that when voters are looking at who they want to be their governor, experience really, really matters. And at this point in Wisconsin's history, it matters even more. And that's because in 2026, we are very likely going to have a really narrow window to make big changes in our state, to really recommit to public education and funding our university and early childhood, to addressing the economic harms that have been visited on working people in the middle class, to make healthcare affordable and accessible. But if we're gonna do that, we're gonna have a very narrow legislative majority, or maybe we'll have a split legislature. We have to have a governor who knows how to get things done in that difficult legislative environment and is ready to go on day one. So that's me. If you look at my career of over 20 years, I have been able to make big progressive changes on a whole range of challenging issues like reproductive rights, healthcare, criminal justice reform, in these various types of legislative environments. And I think that length of time, that record of making change as an advocate, legislator, attorney, small business owner, I think that really sets me apart.
I hear you making sure that you hit both sides of what you would call, I don't know, the electability question, both for the primary and in the general election, in that there has to be a desire to go bold on issues if Democrats, especially if they have a trifecta with the Assembly and the Senate. But if they don't, there also has to be the side of the equation in the general election of being able to get things done. And you believe that you can be the best of both worlds when you go through a primary campaign.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, if you look at the different types of work that I have done as an attorney, small business owner, and as a legislative leader for about 10 years, you can see that I have been able to work across the aisle on important issues like expanding access to healthcare and helping nurse practitioners be more available for folks in rural and urban communities. But I've also really been a champion on issues that matter a lot to Democratic primary voters, like reproductive freedom, like public education, like childcare and paid family leave. And those issues, I think, are going to be broadly popular in the overall electorate, but they're also going to be very important, I think, for Democratic primary voters when they're looking at the field and saying, who do I think not just agrees with me on the issue, but actually has a plan and knows how to get it done and has the experience to thread that narrow, you know, that small needle and get things passed quickly, because we know Republicans have dominated the legislature for 30 of the last 32 years. They've controlled at least one house and they have blocked so much progress. So when we have a narrow window, whether it's a Republican assembly, but only by a seat or two, or a Democratic assembly only by a seat or two, we need a governor that can effectively herd that legislature and get things done.
You are in Madison, where people are engaged. They're paying attention. They kind of like talking about politics. I'm in Green Bay, where people are exhausted, and they tend to be a little bit more connected to just putting food on their table and some of the basic economic issues. How do you message to folks outside of places like Madison and Milwaukee, where people really don't love what's happening with politics, but still are struggling with so much of the fallout from the political decisions that are being made?
Yeah, I think it's really important to connect those dots for people about why working people have been working harder than ever. We're more productive, and yet it's getting harder and harder to make ends meet. And that's not just because of rising prices, it's also because wages have been really, really stagnant. You know, Wisconsin's minimum wage is still $7.25 an hour. It hasn't been raised in my adult life. And that is so unacceptable. And you can see how worker power has diminished over time. And so helping people sort of see that the fact that they are struggling or they're not living and thriving in the way that they should be, given how hard they're working, and that it's not your fault. It is the system by design to try to make the wealthiest even wealthier. And I'm talking about billionaires and big corporations who are not paying their fair share. And that's, by the way, also why your kid's school is being defunded and you're having to constantly vote to raise your own property taxes to keep the lights on. So when I'm traveling around the state, and this is not new for me, I mean, I have spent my career working to build Democratic power, working to make change. After law school, I was the head of a statewide reproductive rights organization. And I traveled around the state and talked about really challenging personal issues, right? Abortion rights, sex education, reproduction, with people. And I just think if you sit down and listen to people and truly hear them, you can build connections, even with people who might initially disagree or be disengaged. And I think that political work is really, really important. And that's what I have spent my life doing. You know, I'm not someone who sits in a Madison bubble. I have always traveled around the state. I have knocked doors in most of the Senate districts in the state. I have helped to flip the Supreme Court, not by focusing on Madison and on Dane County, but by traveling around the state to these swing areas that I knew it was going to be really important. And I think that commitment to really being a governor for the entire state of Wisconsin is important.
We are talking to State Senator Kelda Royce about her run for governor. And Kelda, you can put on your legislator hat as well on this one, because we are now in the fall session of the legislature. And with the state budget being done, we turn to other bills that are out there. Republicans have put together a package of bills dealing with education. Democrats put together a package dealing with education. And there seems to be pretty clear differences between the packages and how they prioritize educating our kids and being fair to our taxpayers.
That's right. I mean, the Republicans straight up said that what they're looking at for our schools is school closures, it's consolidation, and it's continued underfunding and privatization. And I think that's really offensive, because every kid in Wisconsin, it is their birthright to get a good public education. And it shouldn't matter who you are, where you're from, you know, the zip code you're in, how much money your parents have. The quality of your education should not be contingent on those things. Democrats believe that public education is essential for every student, and that we have to make sure that our students and teachers have what they need to succeed. Money is a part of it. I mean, you can't do it without money, and our kids have not had even an inflationary increase in our schools for 15 years. But it's not just money, right? It's also about making sure that students and teachers are equipped to succeed. And so that's things like getting distractions out of the classroom, making sure that teachers have adequate professional development time. We don't expect firefighters and police officers to buy their own equipment. And we have all kinds of programs to help people get the training that they need. But for teachers, you know, we're happy to just make them pay out of pocket and take their own personal time to do it. And I think, that's one of the things that's contributing to the teacher retention crisis, in addition to obviously the changes that were made in Act 10 that have made it very, very difficult for teachers in the classroom.
As the mom of a public school teacher, yes, that is also entirely true. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want to shift to something a little bit more personal. You have a whole pack of kids. I have a whole pack of kids.
And yes, we do.
Yes. I mean, together we've got teams, like we could compete.
Yes.
And when you listen to your kids, like they inform so much of the stuff that I do, because they're paying attention, and they and their friends have ideas about the future that they want to see. How do your children, how does your family inform you as you are moving forward in this really, I mean, this is an incredible thing that you're doing, and it's very challenging. So how do your kids see this and help you on your path?
Well, I'm just really lucky, because my kids are very supportive. I have two young adult stepdaughters that have been in my life and have helped to raise since they were 4 and 7. And one recently graduated from college and is interested in environmental science and research. So she's, you know, she and I talk a lot about all different kinds of political issues, and she helps me keep my finger on the pulse of what's happening in college campuses and how to engage young people. And then my oldest stepdaughter is actually an ICU nurse. And so we talk a lot about obviously healthcare and what it's like for that healthcare workforce. You know, we talked about how teachers are have been squeezed, but boy, our healthcare workforce is really being run ragged as well. So figuring out how we get more young people in that healthcare pipeline and how we can retain the healthcare workers that we have. And then I've got three little ones that are 11, 7, and 4. So I have childcare and early childhood, and you know, seeing the incredible work that our childcare educators do to get kids ready for school, to help them learn how to solve their problems without biting or hitting, you know, to teach
Did
kids how
to the legislature too, by the way, just
you know, sorry.
Tell that to some of the legislators too.
Just yeah. Because
it sounds like there's kids in the backseat bickering sometimes to hear things from the other side of the aisle. Learn more at keldaforgov.com. Head over to Facebook and Instagram at Kelda Royce is the handle there. State Senator Kelda Royce, always great to connect. Safe travel. Stay in touch.
Thank you.
All right. When we come back in our next hour, we will be talking about Madison Matters with our civic media friends, John and Gordy. Jimmy Cuska has an update with sports as well. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Looking to turn your dream home into reality? K5 Construction is here to make it happen. From complete home builds to interior remodeling, decks and exterior upgrades, they handle it all. At K5, they focus on quality, excellence, and you. From design to final construction, they're with you every step of the way, on time and on budget. Whether it's your first home or your forever home, they're building your future. Build with confidence. Build with K5 Construction. Visit buildwithk5.com.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos's wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles, and that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
The 98.9 WXCO Text to Win contest sponsored by Ho-Chunk Gaming Winterberg. Download the free Civic Media app and text to win on the WXCO page.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
And good morning once again, everyone. The time is 7:53. Dark, wet, damp start here on this Monday morning. Monday morning, the 22nd day of September of 2025. It is currently 62 degrees here in downtown Wausau at our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. I am Chad Holmes with Ian Welsh. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You only got a couple of minutes, about 6 minutes to go, to get involved for the first chance to win
in the Go for the Green and Gold statewide, actually multi-statewide Text to Win contest here on Civic Media. It's going on this week and next week, and there are all sorts of chances for you to win. We run the contest in the 7 a.m. hour this hour. You'll have another hour at 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and even 7 p.m. So seven different chances to get the app out, use the keyword, text it, and your chance to win. So again, this is a multi-state contest as Civic Media now in multi-states, and a chance to win a grand prize and also a daily prize. The daily prize is $200 cash and gold-plated chain jewelry. Nice. So a prize every day. So if you can sign up every hour, more chances to win that daily prize. Again, $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, you'll be involved in the grand prize drawing, two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay versus Minnesota on November the 23rd at 12 noon. Plus, a gas awesome. Card to get you the game. $50 value, our grand prize in our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest, brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming of Winterberg. It is our WXCO sponsor for the Go for the Green and Gold, Ho-Chunk Gaming in Winterberg. Thanks to them for being part of this contest as well. But get the app out right now, because your keyword for this hour is new, N-E-W. You have until the end of this hour, 7:59:59, to text the word new. So all you have to do is open up your Civic Media app and then click on the 98.9 WXCO part of the app.
Please.
And you'll see different choices. You can listen to us live, you can call us, and you can text us. Just click the text button. And then all you have to do is click and then type in new, and then also give us your first name and where you're listening, because if you're the winner, we want to be able to say specifically to you, congratulations. So
yes, we do.
So send in the keyword, number one, new, N-E-W, add your name and where you're listening to us from, and then you'll be part of the daily drawing. And we will encourage you to listen at 9 o'clock and then 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7, because each of those hours there's a different keyword. So new is only good until the end of this hour, again, coming up in just a few minutes. But the more times you enter, the better chance you have to win the daily prize, and then, of course, better chance of winning that grand prize as well. And this will be going on throughout this week and next week as well. More chances to win with the Go for the Green and Gold multi-state contest here from Civic Media. And hopefully you'll be able to have those two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota. Both teams are 2-1, so it looks like it's going to be another huge game coming up around Thanksgiving on November the 23rd. Sunday, November the 23rd at 12 p.m., $1,550 value. So the next 2 weeks, very exciting, great chances to win, and hopefully you'll be able to do so. And again, also check out Ho-Chunk Gaming in Winterberg. If you haven't been there, chance to win all the time as well, whether it's on the slots, whether it's playing some blackjack, so many different ways to win at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Winterberg, our sponsor for the gold, for the Green and Gold contest here on Civic Media and 98.9. WXCO.
But please gamble responsibly.
Of course. Yeah. So I try to do that myself. I try to when I go off to Vegas every summer. But yeah, it's a lot of fun at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Wittenberg, and a lot of fun to be able to win with the goal for the Green and Gold contest here. Starting indeed this very hour. This is the first chance. So 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 11 a.m., then 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. as well.
We better hurry with the keyword. It's only good for another 2 minutes.
That's right. And again, if you've never downloaded the app yet, it's so simple. All you have to do is go to your app store, search Civic Media, and then it's just download. It's free. We don't ask you for any money. And it's important to have, because you can listen to us wherever you are, around the world. Worldwide. And of course, during the sports, we have different streams. We have our primary stream. We also have our Sports 2 and Sports 3 streams when we have additional games. And this past week on Friday night, I noticed on our Sports 2 stream for our Newman game, big numbers, great numbers. In fact, both for the Wausau West game and for the Newman Catholic game on Friday, we're
awesome.
So very happy that we had a lot of folks tuned in online on Friday night. And it was a big night of football, a couple of exciting games. But if you have not downloaded the app, real simple. Just go to your app store, search Civic Media, download the app. It's free. Then you'll be able to send in the next 30 seconds. Get that opened up right now. 30 seconds to go. New, N-E-W is the keyword. Again, text that in for your chance to be part of the drawing to win our daily prize and our grand prize. Coming up at 8:22, we'll be back and talk about winning. We'll try to see if Ian can be a winner with our number for the day quiz. So yes, that's coming up. But coming up next, it's a top of the hour information update, and then more Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO, 1230 AM, W255DN, Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Tens of thousands of people showed up to pay tribute to the late Charlie Kirk at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona.
Look at all these people that came for one man. That speaks a lot for who he really was.
President and Kirk's widow both among the speakers. The administration's expected to announce a link today between autism and taking Tylenol during pregnancy. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
The best recent study looked at 2.5 million kids from Sweden, and they found no increase in risk in autism.
A 4.3 earthquake shook San Franciscans out of bed early this morning, including this man who phoned into our affiliate, KCBS.
Actually, I heard it more than anything else. It woke me up. It just that everything started rattling profusely in my apartment.
So far, no reports of significant damage or injuries. CBS News Brief. I'm